Look, they laugh your moves made till you make moves. Achieving new feats every few 8 shoes. 16 kicker in the dream different. Had SOBs looking like it's new Supreme in it. See that the line's been beasting. The main attraction, I got them hanging they cleats up. So I've been keeping it G. It's level to this fellow. Hello, I resemble the Chico. Some jig good, some it should flop. Some let it see you blow, but they don't want to see you pop.
You're a fan.
It's good. It's nah. It's psycho like second time as a tour de front. First you picked up, then you picked apart. You get too far until your core fans or a voice.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. I am your host, Alexis D'Angelo, and this is Expressive Espresso. If this is your first time listening, thank you so much for tuning in. And for my day ones, thank you for continuing to sip the podcast. Throughout the year, I like to make goals. And during the month of June, I'm making my biggest goal, which is getting my passport. I know I'm 30 years old and I don't have my passport, but this is an important step for me. And I wanted to share the process with you all while I do this. So for the month of June, Expressive Espresso is going to be behind the scenes with me as far as my passport. All the episodes will still deal with entrepreneurship, side hustles, professionalism, things of that sort. However, they'll be more correlated to the process of getting a passport. So for example, with this title, which is Home versus Expat, I'm going to define what that is and how that is pertained to a home versus expat mindset. I'll also be dropping certain nuggets as far as obtaining your passport, because oftentimes we're told what to do, but I want to actually explain how to do it, and I want to document how I did it. You'll be able to find little snippets of that on my Instagram page and my Instagram stories at Sip the Podcast. So let's think of the mindset of home versus an expat. I chose these two because as entrepreneurs and business professionals, there will be an epiphany changing moment where being complacent is no longer an option. It's actually a fear. And while you're going through whatever augmentation stage in your life, the residue will be left over and the same people who were with you at home will no longer be with you during your expat journey. With this episode, I'm going to break down and define the home and expat mindset by how it pertains to entrepreneurship and a key indicator when you need to change. The second definition for home is the place in which one's domestic affections are centered. This is aligned with entrepreneurship or business professional as the beginning stage. And remember when you had that first job or maybe that first client, the excitement you had because you were a newbie, but you had the foundation of what was familiar. So the client may have been an actual friend, or that first job may have been down the street from your house. That's your initial surroundings. During this time, you may have made a mistake and after a while stopped that client or sent the wrong email to an associate. Those challenges led for a different perspective. And after learning from it, you either made the same mistake or you had one of those one-on-ones with your direct supervisor or mentor. Those challenges or failures, however you may describe them, led to strengthening your talents and ultimately shifting your direction to become an expat. Expat is shortened from the word expatriate, and as a verb has three definitions, but as it pertains to this episode, I'm going to choose the second one, which is to withdraw from allegiance from residence in one's native country. And this pertains to entrepreneurship or the business professional, as you may have decided to withdraw from home to go out on the entrepreneur or professional journey because you have greater goals than staying within your surroundings. That's where your goals are greater than your surroundings because you want to be better than average. You may have the desire to take a risk, and that risk may look like making a documentary that caters to the advancement of your audience or making up in your mind that you no longer want to be broke anymore. When does that moment happen, and how should you handle the residue that was left behind? When you actually go back home and your close ones are telling you that you've changed. And I mean, of course you've changed. Part of choosing your purpose was because you wanted to change. And oftentimes you should just clean up that residue because you're not the same. You've evolved. Thank you so much for listening and continue to sip the podcast. And until we meet again, have a great week. Tell me what's whatever one. See me good, but never see me better.